Hey guys, it's Regina Coley, aka The Motivate Her, where my mission is to motivate young women and girls and cultivate the people who work with them. Listen, this morning I just was spending a little bit of time reflecting on some of my past experiences for this year. And I've been doing this new thing now where I keep a binder of achievements and accomplishments. Not to brag, but to be able to just look at my year and sometimes think about the things at the end of the year. You know, we're saying goodbye to 2016 or saying goodbye to the year of all the things that happened during the year. But this way, by keeping this binder of achievements and accomplishments, I'm able to look back at like flyers, I'm able to look back at programs, at places where I spoke or events that I've hosted or, you know, tickets from places that I've traveled. And I try to do it, you know, mainly for business, but I keep scrapbooks at home, you know, whatnot, for family. But this one is primarily for, like, personal goals, business goals, professional goals. So I keep this binder, and it's a way for me to be able to really see that I reach my goals, that I exceed or excel certain months of the year, or other months a little bit slower for me. And it's just a great way to track. So maybe that's something that you can think about doing for yourself, is to create an achievements binder and just keep track of everything that's happening. And I have some dividers that I got from Office Depot that have the months on them, January through February, so I can keep everything separate. So that's just something that I was, you know, flipping through today and just really looking at and seeing, you know, what am I doing this month? What happened this month? What challenges did I face? So as I was flipping through, I was thinking back to the month of January, where I had an opportunity to speak in an event that was primarily school administrators. And when I came to the event, you know, it wasn't a paid event. It wasn't anything where I was, you know, required to be there. Totally something where I just submitted a proposal and it was accepted. And I got up there in front of all of my peers. There was groups of teachers, you know, school administrators, school counselors that were there seeking information about a topic that I'm just well versed in. And I find that when I have an opportunity to share on topics that I love, 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 love talking about, my passion really comes out and I get excited and I start talking fast and I'm, you know, cracking jokes, and it just becomes a really, really comfortable place for me when I get to speak and when I get to share my message. But I remember that day in particular, which is why I wanted to reflect on it, being so nervous the entire drive there. Like, what if I'm not using the right educational keywords? Like, what if I'm not saying the exact things that they want to hear or that maybe they're used to hearing in other circles or at other conferences, and I'm not received well? What would that do for me? What would that do for my credibility? What would that do, you know, for the expertise that I'm building? I'm not always thinking about things, you know, sometimes overthinking about things, and just a way to just kind of make things perfect or as well as they can be, and to make sure that I'm not just saying that I want the young women and girls that I work with to operate in excellence, but to make sure that I'm a reflection of excellence myself. So that requires reflection, and that requires making the necessary changes. So I was just so nervous, like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Like, how is this really going to go? When I got on stage, though, it's just like, it's like I transform into another person. Like, you know, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. It's like I turned into Regina Fierce. Like, it was just on. I was just going, and, you know, I looked up, and I was like, wow, okay, I'm out of time. Like, my whole hour went by of just sharing ideas, answering questions, you know, engaging in relevant topics. And everybody seemed to be really, really engaged. And I love that when I speak. And I remember walking out of there and I got a couple of cards of people like, you know, are you an educational consultant? Can you come to my school? Can you assist with this? Or I want to develop this and I need your, you know, expertise and experience to share. And it was a wonderful, wonderful feeling knowing, like, oh my goodness, these people have more experience than me, more knowledge than me, and they need me. And it was just like when I walked out of there, I just felt so full of joy. I felt extremely joyful because I was just overwhelmed. Like, why do we always do this to ourselves? And it's something that I teach the girls. I tell them I will never hold anything back from you, especially as I'm learning. I love to pass on knowledge and information. But why do we do this to ourselves? We always feel like we're not good enough. We always feel like we're being judged. Always feel like we have to overcompensate for things that come to us naturally and things that we naturally are gifted in and excel in. But we just feel like we have to show and prove. We have to be the best. We have to let everybody else know what, you know, what we know or we think we know. And we have to be affirmed by somebody else. We have to be validated by the next person. And they have to tell us that we're good for us to really believe we're good. And for it not to just be something in our head, but something that somebody else actually believes in as well. And sometimes just the belief in yourself is enough. And sometimes we don't think that it is. It's like, well, maybe I'm just, you know, full of myself, or maybe I'm conceited, or maybe I'm just getting a big head about my own gifts and abilities. But if somebody else confirms it, then it must be true, right? No, because some people can lie to you and have you thinking you're good at something, and in fact, you are not. So sometimes if you know that you developed that skill, sometimes if you know that you have that educational backing or you have that experience, that is enough. Go for it. With what you know, go for it at your comfort zone. You're always going to be fearful. I think even if I, you know, was getting a paid major check for that speaking engagement and I was speaking to a crowd of 10 times more people than I did, I would still be nervous. I would still be questioning myself. I would still be going through the rigmarole. So I'm glad that I had that experience just with something that I volunteered for, because it confirmed something for me that I need to stop being full of doubt. Even as somebody who gets up and motivates people, I still sometimes question myself. And that's just the truth. Sometimes I think women, you know, get up there and they feel like, oh, I'm the leader. I have to be overly confident. You know, never let them see you sweat. And that's not true. That's not really what happens when you get in a position of influence or impact. You still are working and perfecting your craft. So it's okay to share if something has gone wrong. It's okay to share if you're fearful about something. And I want you to know that anytime you listen to any podcast or video or take a class from me, that is always what you're going to get from me. It's 100% authenticity. Because life is about a learning. And life is a journey. We're on this thing together. And this is what it's all about. It's not about me getting there before you and then, you know, oh, I'll come back and share all the secrets. No, let's share along the way. I'm still learning and I'm still climbing, and I know that you're still climbing too, and everybody's trying to get to their next level, but it's something that we can do together. So if you are in a position where I could call my young leaders, if you're in a position of influence or impact and you have a circle of family or friends or just anybody who listens to you and loves you and appreciates your thoughts and ideas, share with them the things that you're going through, because I think that they'll appreciate their journey and their process that much more. I love people who do that for me, and I have tons of mentors who are just so honest and genuine, and it goes so, so far with me. Oh my goodness, I can't stress it enough. But my message today is just that: start an accomplishments and achievement binder, track your success, and just reflect from time to time. If you make it a monthly thing at the end of the month, you know, how did this month go? What went really well? What didn't go so well? You know, where did I struggle? Did I get places late? Or, you know, was I not as organized as I intended to be? Or, you know, did I get feedback that I really need to put to use? Take into consideration all of these things, because they will help to make you a better person. They will help to refine your talents and your crafts and the things that you are most passionate about. And they help also guide the direction of your life. So when you look back over your life, you're able to say, wow, these are all the things that I've done. And, you know, this is at the core who I really am. And I think that's what's most important in life, don't you? All right. Thank you so much for listening and getting to the end of this message. I hope that you find more powerful and engaging messages on my website. That's motivateher.com, motivateher.com. Or you can visit me and book me for speaking engagements. I love to visit young women and girls conference, youth conferences, church conferences, oh my gosh, colleges and universities, elementary schools, high schools, middle schools, any school, anytime I get to speak to young people. I love it. You can visit me at reginacoley.com/speaks and fill out the speaking form there, and we can connect and I can learn more about your event and how I can help to make it better. All right, take care, you all. Have a blessed day.